1 Samuel chapter 5. And the Philistines took the ark of Yahweh and brought it from Ebenezer to Ashdod. And when the Philistines took the ark of Yahweh, they brought it into the house of Dagon and set it near Dagon. And when they of Ashdod rose early on the next day, behold, Dagon was fallen on his face to the earth in the presence of the ark of Yahweh. And they took Dagon and set him in his place again. And when they rose early in the next morning, behold, Dagon was fallen on his face to the ground in the presence of the ark of Yahweh. And the head of Dagon and both the palms of his hands were cut off upon the threshold. Only the stump of Dagon was left to him. For this reason, neither the priests of Dagon nor any that come into Dagon's house tread upon the threshold of Dagon in Ashdod to this day. But the hand of Yahweh was heavy upon them of Ashdod, and he destroyed them and smote them with emerods, even Ashdod and the coasts of it. And when the men of Ashdod saw that it was so, they said, "The ark of Yahweh of Israel shall not stay with us, for his hand is sore upon us and upon Dagon our Elohim." And they sent, therefore, and gathered all the princes of the Philistines to them, and said, "What shall we do with the ark of the Elohim of Israel?" And they answered, "Let the ark of the Elohim of Israel be carried about to Gath." And they carried the ark of Elohim of Israel to there, to Gath. And it was so that after they had carried it out, the hand of Yahweh was against the city with a very great destruction, and he smote the men of the city, both small and great, and they had emerods in their secret parts. For this reason, they sent the ark of Yahweh to Ekron. And it came to pass, as the ark of Yahweh came to Ekron, that the Ekronites cried out, saying, "They've brought about the ark of Yahweh to us, to slay us and our people." And so they sent and gathered together all the princes of the Philistines and said, "Send away the ark of the Elohim of Israel. Let it go again to his own place, that it does not slay us and our people." For there was a deadly destruction throughout all the city. The hand of Yahweh was very heavy there. And the men that died not were smitten with emerods, and the cry of the city went up to heaven. End of chapter 5.